NBC it is, the name of the show, Monitor 68. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, inviting you to join us for a look at the profession of sports broadcasting by an old pro at the business, Red Barber. That'll be coming up in just about 3 minutes.
At first, Mom and Papa called the little girl lady that raced her on the banks of a river bed. To a big tall tree, a home for my papa and my mama and me. The clock strikes three, papa jumps to his feet. Already mama's cooking papa something to eat. At half past papa, he's ready to go. He jumps in his P-Row headed down the bayou. He's got fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting his traps, catching anything he can. He's gotta make a living. He's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living. He's a Louisiana man. Muskrat pies hanging by the dozen. Even got a little bitty muskrat cousin. Got him out drying in the hot, hot sun. Tomorrow Papa's gonna turn him into one. Call Mama Rita and my daddy Jack. My little baby brother on the floor, that's Mac. Red and Lynn are the family twins. Big brother Eddie's on the bayou fishing. On the river floats Papa's great big boat. That's how me and Papa get into town. It takes every bit of a night and day to even reach a place where the people will stay. Oh, I can hardly wait until tomorrow comes around. That's the day my papa takes the first town. Papa done promised me that I could go. He'd even let me see a cowboy show. I saw the cowboys and Indians for the first time then. I told my papa, gotta go again. Papa says, hum, we got lives to run. We'll have to come again, cause there's work to be done. We've got fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting his traps, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man.
Bobby Gentry, Louisiana Man.
Entertainment on the move.
RCA brings you Entertainment on the Move, the pick of the portables new for 68. RCA's great color TV portables, black and white TV, and radios. Right now, you can get a free Rand McNally Road Atlas, a $1 value, great for vacation travel.
Entertainment on the move.
Yours just for looking and listening at many RCA dealers.
In one moment, Red Barber, author of a new book entitled Rhubarb and the Catbird Seat. Monitor Sports is brought to you by J. Mar Ruby, makers of Sansibelt slacks for men. But first, here's Mel Allen.
You know, some people say comfort is just a feeling. Well, I'm here to tell you that with J. Mar's patented Sansibelt slack, comfort is an absolute fact. You see, while the unique stretch waistband and Sansibelt actually breathes and flexes with every move you make, it slims and trims you into gold medal form as well. What's more, when you stretch up or bend down, it makes sure your shirt won't slip out. It's all part of what we mean when we say Sansibelt, the slack that assures comfort. And just watch how Sansibelt goes to work for you on those extra inning days in the stands or in the office. Knock sags, creases, and wrinkles right out of the box. So drop into one of the fine stores near you that carry J. Mar's patented Sansibelt slack and see the whole wide range of colors and fabrics. That's J. Mar's Sansibelt slacks, made by people who care for people who care. J. Mar Ruby Incorporated, Michigan City, Indiana.
His name is Walter Lanier Barber. but to millions of baseball fans, he's known as the old redhead, Red Barber, who's turned to writing now that he's left the broadcasting booth. Here he is with Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon.
Red Barber, earlier today on Monitor Sports, we were discussing your book, Rhubarb and the Catbird Seat, and I'd like to continue the discussion. Red, I have to say you look wonderful.
Thank you, Len. Same to you.
Now, what do you think of the influx of former athletes in broadcasting?
Well, that's no secret, is it?
No.
No, look, I think that the agencies and the sponsors and all this money in television and radio that's come in and this this thing of it doesn't make any difference who you are if you haven't got a name, I think it is wrong. I think that the job of reporting baseball and football, if I may use a polite word, has been debased by no longer going after who is the best man to do the assignment. It used to be if a kid came up to me and said, how do you get to be a sports broadcaster? I'd say, well, now you go to a university because you're going to need education. I don't say that anymore. I say, listen, you get a bat or a glove, and if you don't make it big as a major leaguer, forget it.
Read in your book, you mentioned the fact that Jackie Robinson did more for you than you did for Jackie. Would you explain?
Very simply, Leonard, of course I go on at some length about it, but Robinson made me stop and ask myself a question I never had asked myself before. Who was I? And what was my purpose in this life? And what was my work? And I believe that we're not going to get our racial problems in the United States straightened out. I'm not up here to preach. Until each one of us does a little deep basic thinking as to who we are and how we got created and what we are about here on this troubled earth.
Red, you said you preferred radio broadcasting to TV broadcasting, and that surprised me.
Well, I don't know why it should. In radio, you come to the microphone and you are the entire program. You describe the ball game the way you want to describe it. But in television, instead of being the creative artist as you are in radio, you sit there with your eye glued to the monitor. And you can't talk, by and large, about anything except what's on that monitor. If you want to talk about the fact that the center fielder is doing something and the director will not punch up a shot and give you the center fielder, you can't talk about it. It's like at the stadium when they had 413 people. They now would put the camera on those vacant seats. Well,
would you believe that's what I was getting at?
Hello, radio.
One final question, Red. What's the derivation of your favorite expression, and which appears in the title of your book, The Catbird Seat?
Well, the way the thing came about was I heard a fellow in Cincinnati say it when he won a pot for me in a penny ante stud poker game. He turned up races back to back, and I'd been raising him all the way through, and this fellow's name was Frank Cope. And when he, you know, raked the pot in, he said, well, thank you, Red, when he, you know, showed me the second ace. He said, because from the start, I was in the catbird seat. Well, that made a rather indelible impression on me. And I thought I had, should we say, acquired certain rights to the expression. And I never did claim it was originally mine. As I said, I paid for it.
You bought it.
I bought it.
Well, Red Barber, it's been wonderful seeing you again. I know Rhubarb in the Catbird Seat is going to be a big seller, and thank you ever so much for being a guest on Monitor Sports.
Well, Lenny, thank you very much. Say hello to my dear friend, Mel Allen. And I'm agreeably pleased at how well the book is going.
Thank you, Red Barber. Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
And now a word about Super Royal Triton. Spring is the season of change and the time to get your car ready for the months ahead. Make sure your motor oil is clean and that you're using the right type of oil. We couldn't give you a better tip than to buy Super Royal Triton motor oil when you need a change. Super Royal Triton is so good, it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. This amazing purple motor oil protects your engine under every extreme of driving condition. Remember that name, Super Royal Triton, from the Union Oil Company of California. There's a field day for you sports fans every weekend of the year, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Last year, over $250 million in property damage in the United States was caused not by fire, flood, or tornadoes, but by termites. Termites work in the dark, eat wood in houses like yours and mine, and are extremely difficult to detect. Harder Exterminating Company, with offices in Manhattan, Westchester, White Plains, New Jersey, Glen Rock, and Madison, and on Long Island in Patchogue, Melville, and Hempstead, are the experts in the detection and elimination of these costly pests. For 35 years, they've pioneered in this field and through the use of modern methods have minimized the cost of ridding homes of termites. The Harder Exterminating Company offers free, no-obligation inspection service throughout the metropolitan area. Call the folks at Harder for this confidential termite check. New York City, Plaza 57484. Westchester, WH97005. Suffolk, HA72304. New Jersey, OL26500. Nassau, IV18800. Remember, when you think of termites, think Harder.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Ed McMahon here for Monitor 68, where we'll be hearing 4 minutes from now about two new plays opening this week on Broadway. Now here's the Monitor driving tip. During prolonged periods of dry weather, dust and oil accumulate on the road surface. The first rain after the drought will loosen this film and make it slippery. So remember, if you're driving in the first rain after a dry spell, use your brakes with caution to avoid skidding. And here's another tip from the Air Temp Division of Chrysler Corporation.
Today, we're interviewing business executive Benson Whitaker. What's your secret, Mr. Whitaker?
I keep cool, son. That's why I've got Air Temp air conditioning even in my company car. No hotmobile for me, son.
What was your biggest business deal?
Air Temp's the finest air conditioning for your room, house, business, and car, son.
Yes, but what was your biggest business deal?
Be sure you order a Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
What is your business, Mr. Whitaker?
Son, I'm a big executive with Chrysler Air Temp.
Next on the musical agenda, we have the Letterman to sing, Sherry Don't Go. Speaking of Sherry, did you realize that May is National Tavern Month? I'll drink to that.
When my husband left for work, he never kissed me. He'd shake my hand before he said goodnight. But now he can't resist me. Ever since I switched to new Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. No! Suddenly, look at me, I'm a femme fatale. Suddenly, I'm a wife and not a pal. I'm hugged, I'm kissed. Believe me, it's for real. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New
Ultra Bright toothpaste. The kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
This week just passed has been another busy one for our man on the aisle, Leonard Probst. He attended two openings of very different theatrical offerings.
Broadway had new life in it this past week. Two new plays opened, both exciting, both controversial, and both worth seeing. First, Monday night, the new musical Hair. That's spelled H-A-I-R, written, created, and performed by hippies, all doing, as they might say, their own thing and trying to blow the mind of the audience. It was the newest concept of musicals in many years on Broadway, and also the nudist show in town. More on Hair in a minute. A play that was banned in Britain, Soldiers, by Ralph Hocuth, opened on Wednesday evening. It was banned because it deals primarily with Winston Churchill. It charges Churchill was involved in a plot to kill General Sikorsky, the leader of the Polish government in exile, because Sikorsky was endangering the World War II alliance with Russia. And also that Churchill ordered the mass destruction of German cities in order to strike back at Germany and destroy Hitler. Soldiers is a slow-moving drama, but it is intriguing to watch, especially because of the treatment of Churchill. The playwright sees Churchill as a great man facing tragic decisions. The role is superbly played by John Colicos. Colicos has the mannerisms of Churchill, the rumbling growl, the boxer's stance, the speech tricks, but more than that, he has the spirit, the sense, and the flavor of the man. But all this took place 25 years ago. How does it relate to the world today? I put that question to the producer of the play, Herman Shumlin.
I think that all of us today in this world are faced with this very question that Churchill was faced with in terms of modern weaponry. We see what happened in Japan with the A-bomb. We see now every day what's happening in Vietnam with the bombing. Is this a world we want to live in? Are we not becoming calloused by the repetition day after day of the news of the war in Vietnam? So we're used to bombing, used to it every day. 150 missions, 5,000 tons of bombs laid down, more bombs in that small country than were in all of Europe during World War II. We're getting used to it. But does not it occur to us, at least from the point of view of self-interest, that that can be returned one day? And that the same principle, or lack of principle, of free bombing anywhere can be returned to us. And our cities can be demolished, and our countrysides devastated.
Herman Shumlin, producer of the new play Soldiers by Ralph Hocuth. There's no doubt about the timeliness of the new musical that opened this week. Hair is a happening that could only have happened today. It is fresh and it is frank. It is also funny. The lyrics are clever and sometimes outlandish. The cast zips through 30 scenes dealing with love, drugs, the draft, peace, and long hair, which they love. The folk rock music is bouncy and the dancing has real authenticity. The people on stage are likable, and they have an innocence that carries them through the show, including the scene that has everybody talking. That scene comes at the end of the first act. The cast of 23 is dancing. The lights dim down to semi-darkness. They all get under a huge, transparent blanket. Some of them, maybe 6 or 8 young men and women, take off all their clothes, stand up, face front, and after about 15 seconds, the curtain comes down. Broadway will never be quite the same. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York. That's it from Broadway.
Next, Summer Samba, a new one from Roger Williams.
Thank you. switch is on. All across America, people see the light of Ford's better ideas. It's your Ford dealer's See the Light sale, featuring specially priced bargains like an XL Fastback with air conditioning, tinted glass, and 302 cubic inch engine. Plus, better ideas offered by no other car in Ford's class, like a strong die-cast grille and hidden headlights at no extra cost. Sale-priced XLs plus sale-priced Fairlanes and Mustang Sprints at your Ford dealer's See the Light sale.
Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with more.